Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, more politics this afternoon when Governor Cuomo gives his State of the State address. I will be live chatting during that along with some others from our news and politics team at our politics website. So make a note, 1:30 this afternoon, join us to live chat during Governor Cuomo's State of the State address, which we will stream live on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Also at It's a Free Country, we have a very cool Patchwork Nation results map. This will be up all election year, county by county, and by the different kinds of populations in those counties in every state in the union. And what are those counties? Well, they're typologies like college towns, emptying nest counties, agricultural areas, immigrant-heavy counties, evangelical strongholds, and others, nine in all. Dante Cheney joins me now. He's the director of Patchwork Nation and the author of the book, Our Patchwork Nation. He developed this map along with WNYC. Hey, Dante, happy election year. First time we're talking this year. Hi.
Woohoo! Happy election year to you too, Brian.
Oh, did I count the types of counties wrong?
12 total, but there were only 8 in Iowa. You know, not every state has every kind of place. So 8 in Iowa, 12 nationally.
Okay, and the 8 you included here, moneyed, burbs, evangelical epicenters, tractor country, campus and careers, immigration nation, boom towns, service worker centers, and emptying nests. Again, to give our listeners a quick little rundown of how you're demographically breaking out different counties in America. What struck me from this, and looking at the results, was how well Santorum seemed to do across the board. Of course, he won the evangelical stronghold counties by about 60% to 8% for Romney in those counties. Ron Paul got 14%, but also in the tractor country counties, the agricultural counties. Santorum got 30% to Romney's 16. Paul came in second with 14% in the agricultural areas, even in the moneyed burb counties. And I think this is where we get into the news. Wealthier suburbs. Santorum held his own with 22% to Romney's 28. Ron Paul also got 22 in those moneyed burbs counties. And Santorum also won among the emptying nesters. So what do we learn from all this?
I think that coming out of Iowa, this is about what I expected, to be honest. It's, you know, Romney does better in these suburban areas, these exurban areas, places that are a little more dense, a little more educated, a little more dense in terms of population, and a little more educated and a little wealthier. And Santorum, the places where he won, these evangelical communities, tractor country, the emptiness, service worker centers, the divide we're seeing here is this is in these other places, these service worker centers, the tractor country, evangelical epicenters. These are places where you want to, these are places where the voters, the Republican voters, want a true believer. They want somebody who they think believes what they believe. These other communities, the burbs, the exurban boom towns, campus and careers, these places are more about wanting somebody. They're pragmatists. These voters are pragmatists. They want somebody they think can win. And that's the Romney, anti-Romney divide. Santorum did well all over the place, but that's because these are just Republican voters, and Iowa is a pretty conservative state. And ultimately, look, a caucus is a very interesting thing, but you really got to be dedicated. You got to decide you're going to go there, show up. And I know that there's this all this talk about how wonderful everybody in Iowa is, and they're great people, don't get me wrong. But, you know, still, you're talking about 130,000 people. Right. You got to be dedicated to come out and do that. And I think those people do tend to be a little more culturally conservative.
Let me compare your results with one thing from the entrance polls. That's how they surveyed people last night, going in rather than going out. And
right.
They showed that the poorest voters, under $50,000 income, tended to go for Ron Paul. $50,000 to $100,000, they were split evenly between Romney and Santorum. Over $100,000 of income, they tended to go for Romney. And I wonder how you explain how the poorest, who pay no income tax and rely more on government services than anybody else, voted for Ron Paul, who wants to dismantle government.
Well, first of all, there's nothing saying that voters are logical. The second thing I'd say to that is, look, what Ron Paul has captured is he's captured part of the Huckabee thing. And people didn't understand this about when Huckabee won in 2008. Huckabee won because he was a Baptist minister. He had a strong, good evangelical credentials. But he also won because he had populist rhetoric. And that's what the poorer people are responding to in Ron Paul. And it's not necessarily that they're even thinking about, yeah, I want government dismantled. Or they're just mad. They're just angry. And, if you're angry, Ron Paul is a pretty good vessel to pour your vote and your feelings about government and the economy at large.
So looking forward, how are New Hampshire and South Carolina different, the next two states to vote? What does Iowa tell you about those states? You were just starting to say maybe Iowa doesn't tell us all that much about the rest of the country. What kinds of counties dominate in New Hampshire and South Carolina, the next ones to vote?
Well, if Romney doesn't win in New Hampshire, if I were him, I'd pack up and go home. He's from next door in Massachusetts. He has a house there. And in terms of the demographics, it works very well for him. It's a lot of these moneyed burb areas. But I think the test in New Hampshire for Romney is going to be, this is what I'd look for. The real test, the fight is Romney in 2008 versus Romney in 2012. So the question is, how does Romney do compared to what he did in 2008? That's the real challenge, I think. Going forward in South Carolina, I would expect that Romney won't do very well there. The question is, because the communities down there, there's a lot of evangelical epicenters, and there's a lot of these things we call minority central. Those communities, strong cultural conservatives, a split between blacks and whites, but most of the whites are Republicans, and they're strong evangelical cultural conservatives.
Does that also?
And then I think Florida becomes the really interesting vote.
Go ahead.
Because Florida, you finally have something. I mean, Florida, every state is a little weird. But you get down to Florida, and it's like, well, okay, here we have a place that's really been damaged by the housing crisis. The economy's been slammed. It's big and diverse. And what happens there? Because I don't think Romney's going to win South Carolina. I don't know what people are going to end up saying about Iowa. I know Romney won, but, you know, 8 votes, I don't know. It's a split. He wins in New Hampshire. He probably loses in South Carolina. And then we go down to Florida.
You mentioned the minority central counties, which has a lot of blacks and Latinos, but the whites who are there tend to be Republican, we'll see how they vote in these primaries. But one of the other interesting things to me from your typology of the results last night is that in the counties that you call immigration nation, which I guess have high concentrations of immigrants, which would mean high concentrations of Latinos primarily in Iowa as
right.
elsewhere, Santorum won those counties.
That's right.
How come?
Well, I think for a couple reasons. Remember, they have high immigrant populations, but we're talking about Republicans in those places.
Right.
So it's not necessarily, I'm not saying that there aren't, there are obviously Latino Republican voters as well.
Obama will win those counties in the fall.
Right, exactly. And that vote's going to look very different in the fall because right now what you're seeing, it's a little bit like Minority Central. Most of the Republican vote there tends to be Anglo in this case or white. And again, culturally conservative. That's why I think Santorum did so well in those places.
And we talked about how Romney wins over Santorum in the higher income demographics and the more
right.
urban areas. And I know we're steeped in the Republican candidate's primary race right now, but doesn't Obama win those areas hands down, against any Republican or not?
That's very interesting because we've looked at where the campaign contributions have come from during this campaign so far for the GOP candidates and for Barack Obama. And President Obama's footprint in terms of where he's drawing from in the Patrick Nation communities and Mitt Romney's are almost mirror images of each other. They're both drawing from the same areas. They're drawing contributions from these wealthy suburban areas and actually from the big cities. I mean, Romney is doing well for Republican there. By Democratic standards, he wouldn't be doing well, but he's doing well by Republican standards. They're fighting for the same turf, really. And Obama won those wealthy suburban areas by large margins in 2008. He's not going to win them by those same margins in 2012 just because of the state of things. You know, the country isn't doing great. Whether or not that's his fault is not relevant. It's not doing well, and he's going to take some of the blame. The question is, how well can Romney do? Can he peel off enough of Obama's support in those places if Romney ends up being the nominee? And, you know, I would say looking at things now, you know, Romney probably looks pretty good.
So by that reckoning, though, maybe it's in the best interest of Republicans to nominate someone like Santorum, who can easily lock up the rest of the kinds of counties if Obama still stands to win the money burbs and the other upscale and suburban battlegrounds.
Yeah, but I think the feeling among, I mean, if you're looking, let's say we're looking at this like you and I are just a couple of GOP bigwigs like chomping on cigars and looking at maps.
We're not?
I'd look at those same maps and say, yeah, but those people got nowhere else to go. You know, the people who live in tractor country in those evangelical communities, they dislike Barack Obama. They fear, you know, in some cases you'd say they even hate him. They hate him so much that there's no way they're going to vote to put him in. And they'll hold their noses and vote for Romney in the end. The key, they think, I think Republicans think, is we've got to get some votes back out of these suburban areas. We've got to do better. And Romney has a much better chance of doing well in those places than Santorum does.
Any lessons about Gingrich looking county by county last night?
No. I mean, I actually heard...
No.
I heard before I came on, I was listening to your show. And you know something about whether Gingrich got mad enough too late. I think the reason...
Are you going to call him petulant like everybody else?
What's that?
Are you going to call him petulant like everybody else?
I was going to say that petulant Gingrich that we were all just talking about is going to reemerge now. And I don't think that that Gingrich wins elections. But I do think that Gingrich could make a lot of problems for Mitt Romney, because that Gingrich will say a lot of things, and he's not afraid to say controversial things and really be out there and kind of get nasty. And I think he may be looking at this and saying, well, this being nice thing hasn't worked. It's time to go back to doing what I did before. And if that's the case, that's where New Hampshire is going to get really interesting for Mitt Romney, because he's, you know, the guns are going to be trained on him now. Because those other candidates feel they've got nothing to lose in New Hampshire. They figure they're going to lose it anyway, Gingrich in particular. So, you know, come out with guns blazing.
And there's another candidate in the New Hampshire race who didn't even compete in Iowa, and that, of course, is John Huntsman, the former Obama ambassador to China, but who is a Republican and another Mormon at that, former governor of Utah. And he is going to, you know, play all his chips in New Hampshire and see if he can break through against Romney there. So that's another set of guns that's going to be aiming at Mitt Romney. So you're going to kind of have Santorum from the religious right. You're going to have Gingrich from, you know, the petulant wing of the Republican Party. There, we said it again. You're going to have Huntsman trying to be better than Romney at being Romney, and you're going to have Ron Paul from the libertarian wing in the live free or die state. So that's a lot of different demographics of Republicans all chipping away at Romney's vote.
I would say, like, don't ignore, and I think this is really important, Ron Paul could play a big role in New Hampshire. You know, he won just, like, fraction. He won, like, I think 7 or 8% there in 2008. But this is a different electorate. And if I'm Romney and I'm looking at New Hampshire, I'd be worried about two things. I'd be worried about the petulant Newt Gingrich. I'm not saying that anymore. And the other thing I'd be worried about is Ron Paul coming in and going to some of those poor areas in the state like we're just talking about. And, you know, because there is a lot of kind of poor rural New Hampshire, and he may play very well up there.
It's going to be an interesting week. It's going to be an interesting year. And, folks, this is a very interesting map and very exciting piece of software developed by Dante. And I think our data chief, John Keefe, right?
John was instrumental.
So, listeners, you should go to our politics website and bookmark this map, because it's got all the results per count, by county by county, and by candidate from Iowa. We're going to go state by state with this throughout the primary election season. And then, obviously, Dante, it's going to be a county by county breakdown of the general election, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The general... I think these primaries for at least January and maybe the beginning of February and some of March will be interesting, but the general is going to be really fascinating, I think.
So bookmark this map, embed this map, keep it around, because we're going to refer to it over and over again on the show, and we'll have Dante Cheney back at various points during the year. Dante Cheney, director of the Patchwork Nation Project and author of the book, Our Patchwork Nation, as he looks at the American electorate through 12 different demographic groups in every county in the United States. Great start, Dante. Thank you for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me, Brian. Have a good week.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come.